completes our agenda. Referring back to our first public hearing was the conditional use number 1731, Whitewater Enterprises Incorporated.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU 1731 for Whitewater Enterprises, Inc., based upon the record and for the following reasons. The site is at the intersection of Route 16 and Route 30, and there are other commercially zoned properties at this intersection. The use of this property for a well drilling company is appropriate for this location. Project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not adversely affect neighboring properties. The operation of the well drilling business will not generate a significant increase in traffic or noise, since the majority of the company's work will be performed off-site. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. There will only be one sign on the premises that shall not exceed 32 square feet in size. Subject to DLDOT's approval, there shall only be one entrance to the property. The entrance location shall be shown on the final site plan. All outside storage and dumpsters shall be screened from view of the adjacent properties. All parking, dumpsters, and storage areas shall be designated on the final site plan. No more than 10 employees shall be permitted as part of the business. The location of any required stormwater management areas shall be shown on the final site plan. Any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on adjacent roadways or properties. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1731, Whitewater Enterprises Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.